The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Sponsored by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Well, hello there, folks. Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, getting together to talk about things going on and kind of tap into the culture and also do it from a biblical and Christian perspective and bringing folks to the table, so to speak, who can help us do that, especially in these racially charged and intense times. We've been privileged to have voices primarily from the African-American community, but also some such as Dr. Ronnie Floyd last hour. This hour coming up, pastor, local pastor, longtime friend, Victor Stanley will join us. He is, of course, pastor right here in the area in Woodbridge. You heard Albert Mohler's comment just to brief. Of course, those commentaries just run a minute long, so a lot of packed into that short time. About Black Lives Matter, the movement. He does make the important distinction. Black lives do matter, but the Black Lives Matter movement is one of the most destructive, in my view, and I think others who know of it would agree, in our culture right now. In fact, I'm looking at a piece right now by Terry Schilling. Black Lives Matter activists are expanding their calls for destruction of public and private property to include depictions of Jesus Christ. Sean King, a leading agitator with the Black Lives Matter movement, tweeted that, quote, European, close quote, depictions of Jesus Christ should be taken down, and said that this was a form of, again, quoting, white supremacy. He insisted and doubled down on the issue even after taking some heat about it by saying, yes, all murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother and their white friends should come down. They are a gross form of white supremacy. Created as tools of oppression, racist propaganda, they should all come down. Etc., etc., etc. Others as well are speaking out in that destructive way also. But look, folks, all of this is symptomatic of a deeper problem, and those of us who know the Lord and believe in God's word and know that he has made of one blood all the nations to dwell on the face of the earth, and he calls us to unity in every sense of the word. He said, Paul said, in Christ there's neither male nor female, free or bond or slave. I would dare say black or white or Hispanic or Asian or any other ethnic group in terms of uniqueness above everybody else. We are all one in Christ. And so as a result, that's where the destructive forces of hell itself are now striking at us, because we are all sinners who, if we have any hope at all, it's only by the grace of God. We all are in the process of learning how to live together in unity and harmony. And yes, there are sins of which we must repent in these matters. But that said, the real problems, as I said in the earlier hour, I think are heart problems. Six out of 10 Americans rejecting the idea that human life in any form, in any sense, we might say, is basically and inherently sacred. They say, no, it's not sacred, which means having unconditional intrinsic worth, but rather it's basically good. Everybody is basically good. Well, the Bible denies that, and, you're whistling Dixie, so to speak, if you espouse that. Many respondents identifying in a survey by Barna recently said they were more likely, they identified themselves as religious rather than really believing that human life is sacred. For example, it falls along biblical lines of 60% of evangelical and born-again Christian respondents agree with the premise that life is in fact sacred, having unconditional intrinsic worth. Meanwhile, 12% of the respondents say they believe that people are only material substance, actually biological machines. Another 12% said that they believe humans are part of the mind of the universe. And while most did not believe life was sacred, 69% of respondents concluded that people are basically good. And the researchers are arguing that seeing humans as just basically good runs counter to the foundational biblical teaching that human beings are created by God and made in his image, but that they have a major problem. They are fallen creatures and in need of redemption. And I was citing George Barna on this, who did the survey a bit in the first hour. He says, you cannot change the hearts of people by outlawing racism, for example. You can argue this all the way through. You can't make a law-abiding... You know, years ago when I started doing talk radio, more years ago than I like to remember now, but there were those who'd called and said, well, Crow, you can't legislate morality. And I said, you're right. You cannot legislate morality. What you can do with legislation is make bad people from not behaving in immoral ways, at least to the best interests of the culture or society. Basically, Barna's saying you will not create peace by passing laws and forcing compliance. Every society can benefit from specific systemic changes. Let me say that again. I'm quoting him here. Every society can benefit from specific systemic changes, present-day America included. In other words, there's some things wrong systemically that we can and need to change. But, he said, any systemic changes designed to transform the culture will be short-lived and of limited impact unless the hearts and minds of the people who populate that system are first transformed. Bingo. That's it in a nutshell, folks, and that's really what I finished the first segment last hour by saying, quoting Jeremiah of old, the heart of man is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? And that's why God said in Ezekiel and elsewhere, your problem's your heart, and you have no hope unless I do a heart transplant. He was talking to the nation and every Israeli in it and us now as well, Jew, Gentile, black, white, whatever. We're sick people who need a heart transplant. God says, I'll take out your heart of stone, your hard heart, and I'll put in it, in its place, a heart of flesh, soft and malleable and ready to accept the fact that I will write my laws upon your heart, and then you'll be able to live right because you want to, not because somebody told you you have to.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Lord, I will endure anything for your name tonight, Pastor Wally prayed. Saudi Arabian police were beating him over and over for sharing the gospel. Before he lost consciousness, he thought about the verse that says, our bodies are a temple of God. Thank you for letting me be your temple, he prayed. I want to be full of your splendor. Heal me completely, so there will be no trace of what these torturers did to my body. That night, Wally fell into a fitful sleep, but when he awoke, he was 100% healed. God had answered his prayers. Like Wally, may we put our full confidence in Christ, even if it means pain and suffering.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is the central theme of the new movie Return to the Hiding Place, a film about Corrie Ten Boom and her family's heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II, and about her secret army of teenagers. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at salemnow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Return to the Hiding Place at salemnow.com, promo code WAVA.
In the 2016 race for president, Donald Trump was not the first choice for many Christian voters. His personal history made it unimaginable that he would defend Christian values as president, or so we thought. In his new book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump, Dr. Ralph Reed shows that President Trump has kept his promises and been the most effective presidential defender of religious liberty and the pro-life cause since Reagan. It's required reading in 2020. For God and Country, the new book by Ralph Reed, available wherever books are sold.
Hey, it's Norm over at A-Action Home Services. I just wanted to let you know that we have our courteous heating and air conditioning technicians standing by, ready to keep your home cool during these sweltering summer months. We repair all brands, and we offer high-efficiency air conditioners as well as heat pumps with up to 10-year warranties and special financing. Give us a call today at 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
A-Action Home Services.
Now streaming on SalemNow.com is the brand new film, Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad, a funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis. When confronted with the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce.
Watch Selfie Dad at SalemNow.com and use promo code WAVA to save 20%.
Like the fire in a stove, anger can be constructive when properly directed. But if we don't limit and control our anger, it can very easily become destructive in our lives. There was a time when my anger almost destroyed me. I was unfairly accused, and at first I pretended that I was fine. But the anger I claimed did not exist crept out in biting remarks toward the people closest to me. Eventually, I had to stop playing games with myself and admit I was angry. I decided that if I couldn't beat my anger, I would join it. I took my negative energy out and redirected it towards something positive. Romans 12 and 21 says, "Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good." Instead of spending my time getting bitter, I decided to invest it in getting better. For me, this meant going back to school. For you, it may mean going back to the gym. The point is, you can take your pain and turn it into gain.
We welcome you to visit us online at gracechurchva.org, where you can receive free downloads and view more about Dr. Greer and Grace Church. Again, that's gracechurchva.org.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. We've been, throughout the past few weeks, bringing some voices to the show and to this microphone to get a perspective on what things look like, not simply from the average American, average American's perspective, who may not be a person of color, but rather especially those of the African American community itself, especially in light of the tragedy that occurred against an innocent man. I mean, innocent in the largest sense of the word. He was trying to pass a bogus counterfeit $20 bill, and it ended up with him losing his life. Horrible, absolutely horrible tragedy that happened to George Floyd. We know all the we know the situation now, but we've been asking African leaders to come and speak, African-American leaders, and we've had a number of outstanding guests, including the one I'm going to talk with right now, both on the local level and national leaders as well. Pastor Victor Stanley, senior pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in Woodbridge. His website, by the way, is vstanley.com, and I know he's written one book called Betwixt Two, A Devotional Journey Through Philippians. You can get that on Amazon. But Pastor Victor, my friend, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking time.
Thank you, Don. It's always good to hear from you, and it's always good to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you speak to these issues. And I must admit, I said it, I think, in the earlier hour, I don't know that I've talked with a black pastor recently who doesn't have a story, or sadly more likely stories, of incidents either past or recent that have happened to him as a black person, sadly, obviously motivated simply by the color of his skin. Is that true of you as a black man as well?
Well, it is, unfortunately. I've, over the years, especially as a young black man, had, stopped going through neighborhoods and asked, why are you driving through? I think at the time I was a field rep for a large organization in Chicago, and that was my route. And the police officer stopped me, made me get out, get against the car, and all of those things. I've had that experience.
Well, you remind me of something I had while I was still in college, driving from Pennsylvania, where I was in college, up to Boston. And I went through New York City, got off track into a construction area. That's the only time in my life that I've ever had a policeman who happened to be in the area come up with his cruiser and simply say, sir, what are you doing here? But he had every reason to ask it because I was lost and it did not look like a safe place to be. But I just have no frame of reference for what so many of you, my friends, have experienced. So sadly, this is not an exception to the rule with a lot of black leaders and black people. Am I right?
That is true. That is correct.
How do you find the grace to handle those situations? Maybe it was tougher when you were younger. Now you're a seasoned follower of Jesus. But even at that, how do you handle those things?
Well, for me, my faith from a young person, I became a follower of Christ, and my mother is a strong believer. My father later on became a strong believer, and so for me, that was always paramount. I say to my congregation that I'm very proud of my heritage, and I'm even more proud of the heritage that I have in Christ. And I say to them that our faith should govern and temper our response to everything that happens to us. And so that's how I've handled it in the past. For instance, when I was pulled over, I think I was in Downers Grove, Illinois, another time, and the police officer pulled me over and started making these comments. And so I said, sir, just take me to jail. I'm fine. Just put the handcuffs on and take me to jail. And he did, because I felt like, I'll just fight this out in court. Mm. I'm not going to fight it on the street, you know. So, yeah. But again, I would say that's because of my faith. I just trusted God and just tempered my response.
Well, you're right. We can control how we react, even to very unjust situations. But having said that, I can't imagine people having to still deal with that sort of thing. And that, sadly, I'm learning even now in these days, is not the exception to the rule for a lot of black young men and even older men.
That is true. That is, I had to have the talk, quote unquote, with my own two sons and, you know, just remind them to be careful. It is just part of our culture. It is just a normal part of our conversation in terms of teaching our children.
Well, that being said, Pastor, how do we change the culture? I just said at the outset in the opening segment, these are heart issues. I know you would agree. You can write all the laws you want, and now we're talking about the perhaps needed police reform, but also even the other extreme of doing away with the police altogether. Where is the real permanent remedy to this sickness in our culture?
Sure. I did hear you say exactly. I agree with you 100%. This is a heart problem. And if you don't change the heart, you will never truly change the culture. But one thing, I gave four thoughts to my congregation last Sunday, and I was sharing with them that there's nothing wrong with repenting. And the person might respond, why should I repent? I haven't done anything wrong. Well, my response is because we're sinners. And repentance comes in all colors. We can't look for one group to repent or one group to make reparations or anything like that. And not, we need each other. There has to be repentance before there can be forgiveness. They work together. Secondly, I share with them there's nothing wrong with protesting. Paul protested when they put him in prison. And he says, listen, I'm a citizen. I'm a Roman citizen. You can't do that. You know, so there is room for protesting and not where we're tearing things up and burning things up. That's not it. We don't condone that, but there's certainly a place for it. And there's nothing wrong with speaking up. You know, if people didn't speak up, there wouldn't have been an American Revolution, and our country wouldn't have been born. Declaration of Independence wouldn't have been signed. Slavery would still be legal. Women wouldn't have the right to vote. The sex abuse victims of the Me Too movement, if nobody spoke up, you know, those people would have been silent. And really, real important is the fact that if nobody spoke up, the gospel would not have been preached in all the world. And I think that the third thing is there's nothing wrong with improving upon our faith, and that's a real important thing. Our faith has to remain intact. And I think that these times of coronavirus and racial disharmony are opportunities for us, especially as the church, to show what it means to stand up and hold up the bloodstained banner and show people that there can be unity in diversity and there can be beauty in diversity. We're the ones who are supposed to be showing the way, the church. So that's my take on it.
Well, it's a good take. And as a matter of fact, as you mentioned, repenting, and you said there may be those who say, well, why should I repent? And I think a lot of non-black Americans say, well, I never owned a slave. My parents never owned a slave. My grandparents never were into slavery. But I go back to scripture where I'm so impressed by people like Daniel and Isaiah in particular, who in their prayer life, in their praying, they identified with the sins of their nation, even though they themselves were godly men who were not guilty of any of the sins that Israel or Judah were being punished for. They prayed, however, with an identity toward the sins of their people, the sins of their nation. And it seems to me that ought to make it possible for any Christian to identify with repentance in terms of what has happened in our past, even if we never would have condoned it if we had been alive then. Never had any place of responsibility otherwise. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. That, and I use Daniel myself. You explained it exactly well. And I think that healing begins after we allow ourselves to be broken. And unity begins with humility. And that's what repentance is about on both sides. There has to be repentance, because that is an act of humility. It is an act of brokenness. And that's when Christ works in us and through us. That's how salvation happens, because we humble ourselves before the Lord and we realize and recognize that we're sinners. And then he can do a work in us that is a transformational work that changes us. And I think the same thing has to happen in our culture. There has to be repentance before you can come to the place of forgiveness and unity.
What could you suggest to other pastors? Not every pastor is in a situation sociologically, and by that I mean demographically, where his church may be located. He may not have a large multicultural neighborhood or area of ministry. How can he especially transition or build some bridges of that sort?
Well, and I think building bridges is exactly what he does need to do. For instance, there is a fella, a pastor up in New England that I met because we graduated. We both graduated from Moody Bible Institute. And just through some alumni event, we met and decided to be prayer partners. Well, he's a Caucasian pastor, and we made a commitment to just be partners who pray together. So we're reaching out to one another on a regular basis. And when all of these events took place, he called me and he said, "Brother, I don't know how to respond. You know, what should I say? How should I respond to my congregation?" Well, the first thing that I said to him is, you know what, the fact that you care, the fact that you want to be careful and sensitive, that's a big start. And so I would say to other pastors that it's okay to reach out to pastors who are different from you. They'd love to hear from you, whether they're a Latino, whether they're Asian, whether they're Black. Go ahead and give them a call. You would be surprised at how you know, flattered they would be that you'd love to talk to them and just say, hey, brother, I just want to tell you, you know, I feel bad about the things that are going on, but I just want to see how we can come together and be a blessing to one another. I think that's what it takes.
That's some good practical advice, my friend. Great to talk with you, and we'll do it again soon. But thank you so much, Victor, for this few moments together. God bless you.
Take care, Don. Bye-bye.
Pastor Victor Stanley, Calvary Baptist Church, Woodbridge. I've had the privilege of speaking at his church in times past. A wonderful congregation in Woodbridge. You can check the church out at cbc-woodbridge.org, cbc-woodbridge.org. And I mentioned his book earlier, Betwixt Two, A Devotional Journey Through Philippians. You can find that as Amazon. His own website is V, as in Victor, of course, vstanley.com.
Focus on your future and let Regent University help. Access your free social distancing scholarship to help you pursue your online degree and your goals. While times are uncertain, you can be certain of this. At Regent, you'll receive world-class support and exceptional instruction from a nationally ranked Christian university. Call 800-373-5504 and mention the social distancing scholarship. Hurry, this offer ends July 1st. Call 800-373-5504 now.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Don Crow here, talking with local expert realtor Christy Moore, and she's sharing some amazing statistics with me.
Don, a recent survey just came out stating 36% of Americans cry during their real estate transaction, and 1 in 5 admitted to crying 5 times or more. People consider selling their house just as stressful as going through a divorce or death in the family. That's exactly why we exist. We want to take that stress off your plate. Our team of experts are not only excellent at what they do, they also care. Our system is customized to your specific situation and designed to give you the certainty you need on what you're going to get for your home, when it will sell, and make sure it doesn't fall through. If you decide to take our advice, you will sell your house without the stress and hassles of traditional real estate companies.
Contact Christy Moore at 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Why not give her a call right now?
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
105.1 FM, WAVA. Open 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The coronavirus pandemic has made life chaotic and unpredictable for everyone. It's in times like these we search for something we can truly count on. We need a true north. In the current crisis, I believe true north is loving your neighbor as yourself. And we can do that by using our time and talent and resources to help assist someone who is vulnerable or in need. And let's remember, together we'll get through this.
A lot of us are spiritual beggars because we're talking to the wrong people. We're trying to get advice from people who are beggars too.
Dr. Tony Evans says we've set our sights too low.
And let me tell you something about low expectations. You get what you expect.
Seeing God do more in our lives with great expectations. All this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Wake up to WAVA-FM and Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller, weekday mornings at 7.
Partial clouds for tonight, low 71. Partly sunny Thursday, watch for a shower or thunderstorm in spots in the afternoon hours, high 86. Mostly sunny on Friday, high 88. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high 93. And cloudy with some showers and a thunderstorm for Sunday with a high 90. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Andy Robb.
Once again, a quick reminder that we're moving into the final days of our exciting campaign with Save the Children, providing food for children right here in the United States. Boys and girls who are very dependent on the school lunch programs, the summer feeding programs as well through the schools. None of that available, as you know, because of COVID-19. So we're trying to help others by stepping into the gap along with Save the Children and some other groups that are saying, look, these kids still need meals. Three a day, they get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Your gift of $100 does that for a child for 10 days, or $300 will do it for a month. $1,000 will feed a child for the entire summer. But beyond that, we just want to get this done with whatever amount you can give. $50, $100, $150, $500, $1,000. We could use some of each. So thank you for doing it. We must get the job done, and these kids are hoping and praying that we will be there for them. Let's not fail them. Thank you for doing something right now. The following program is sponsored by Save the Children and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Number to call with your gift is 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. 4836, online at our website, WAVA.com, keyword children, or just click on the wonderful, beautiful, you can't miss it, Save the Children banner right on our homepage. He dropped a nickel in the plate, then meekly raised his eyes, glad that his weekly rent was paid for a mansion in the skies. the perspective. We tend to think in such earthly terms when God's trying to get us to think about eternal terms. We talked about that before the break. And really, if you stop and think about it, we all quote Jim Elliot, the great statement he made when somebody asked him before his death with the Aka Indian effort why he and his friends were doing what they're doing. And he said, he is no fool who trades what he cannot keep for that which he cannot lose. And that's really what we're talking about, making investments that have an eternal consequence with these kids, because every one of them is a very precious person to the Lord Jesus, and I believe he's calling us to feed them right now, Scott.
No, I do too, and I think we talked a little bit before about what we get out of this. You know, I really think many times I'll say, God can do this without me, but I don't want him to.
I like that.
I don't want to miss the blessing. I don't want to miss out on it. What I mean is, what we get from being his hands and feet, we owe God a huge sense of gratitude simply for trusting us enough to be his hands and feet. The extra dollar, two, five, ten, $100,000 that you may find yourself with right now because of the stimulus check or the extra money from not doing the things we'd normally be doing, frankly, kind of a waste of some of our money. We spend too much money probably going out to eat and maybe even going to the movies. We haven't gone to the movies in a long time. Maybe just do that. And then, by the way, that is just your entertainment. Going to a movie, spend $25, whatever it takes now to go have a vat of popcorn and a thimble of soda along with your time there at the theater. Maybe you just say, hey, easily $100. I've easily not gone to the movie house for four or five times. So that's money that's just right there. And so God has provided us the opportunity to be his hands and feet. The fact that we've been blessed is that is evidence that God trusts us to be his hands and feet. And so I say, just do it. I don't think God cares about your wallet. I think he cares about your heart. He doesn't want your money. He wants you to get the satisfaction of being used by him for his good. That is what makes the Lord happy. Not our wallets, but our hearts. And so today, you know, you can do that right now. We have children, 30 million children in the United States. Of course, Save the Children works around the world. Normally, when I'm on anywhere for Save the Children, I'm talking about somewhere in Africa or Nepal or China or some parts far, far away. But every now and then, we have great needs right here in the United States. And Save the Children certainly works right here at home. So the COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope, which is what today is your opportunity to say, you know what, I'm going to be a part of it. $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month. And $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for the entire summer. How about that? So maybe you just say, look, I've got 3 grandkids. I'd like to do it for 10 days for 3 kids. That's $300 total. Or maybe you'll do it for a month for 2 kids. I mean, for your granddaughter and your grandson in their honor. Because this could be our kids. So there before the grace of God go I, so there with the grace of God I go. Maybe you would say, I'll do this for 1 month for a boy and 1 month for a girl. That'd be $600 one-time gift. So you can break it down. It doesn't really matter. We've had $10, we've had $20, we've had $50. Yes, you can do a monthly gift. Yes, you can do a one-time gift. Whatever works for you, that's what works. And we're just excited to give you the opportunity to participate. And I say draw the circle bigger. Just draw the circle bigger. If you saw a child, I know this is true. If you were with us in Appalachia, and if you and I and some friends were having a picnic, and we saw one of these kids, we would say, hey, you want to come over and have some of this? You want to have some of our food? We'd be glad to share with you. That's really what you're doing today. You just don't have to be there in person. You just reach out and say, I'm going to make a friend today of someone that I'll never probably meet in this life, but Lord willing, someday in the air, I will meet them. And you know what they're going to say? There was a day I was desperate, and you were listening to the radio. There was a lot of stuff going on you could have been paying attention to, but somehow you stumbled on this one opportunity, and you gave a little bit of money. I just want you to know, it was important to me, but it was also important to my mom. My mom's a single mom. It was the middle of that COVID-19 thing, and my mom had lost her job. I was already on the school breakfast and lunch program, and when I walked in one night, I'm crying. You know, well, you are rescuing a child, of course, but you're also rescuing a desperate parent. No child should have to wonder where their next meal is coming from. No child. If they are doing that, they are not free to be a child. And today you can free a child up to be a child for 10 days for $100, or for a month for $300, or for the entire summer for $1,000 by providing their breakfast, lunch, and dinner for either 10 days or 1 month or the entire summer. Let kids be kids again. Isn't that something? If you could do that with just $100, By $100, you could let a kid just be a kid for even 10 days. That might be like summer vacation for them. That might be like going to Disney World for them. They may have never been somewhere fun like that. But just taking the burden off of them for 10 days, or taking the burden off of them for a month, or taking the burden off of them, and they can't believe it, for the entire summer, you can do that today with your phone call. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, or online at wava.com.
So this is a true story. Quarantine 2020. My buddy is trying to convince his 8-year-old daughter to finish her spelling in the midst of their homeschooling. She's begging to go outside and play. So she says with confidence, Dad, hello, H-E-L-O. I've got spelling down. What I took from the story was, teachers are crazy awesome. They're just built with some advantages that allow them to educate our kids in awesome ways. But at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're blessed with a pretty special advantage in our world. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We our United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. The definition of normal is conforming to a standard. Well, the standards for roofing companies have changed. What do customers need? You want to feel safe. New Look is offering both virtual and on-site roofing estimates, utilizing best practices by distancing and wearing protective gear. You worry about costs. We've dropped our pricing to the lowest possible point and created unique financing programs that allow you to pay for your roof when you're ready. Sometimes you could use a little extra help. We continue to give out $1,000 support vouchers to customers in need. At New Look, we only know one normal. To exceed customer expectations at all times, call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Just a normal roofing company, right?
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is a central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place. The film about Corrie ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and the original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold, behind-the-scenes, true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Poli, one of Corrie's teens in the Resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch underground's true, breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
888-884-4836. That's the number, toll free. 888-884-4836 to make your gift of any amount in our wonderful campaign with Save the Children, taking care of children right here in our own beloved nation that needs so much help right now in so many ways. And the, you know, COVID-19 has had all kinds of impact in so many different ways. And one of them is something we may not have thought of until we started this campaign, Scott, and that is that these kids ordinarily all year long and in summer camp as well, or summertime, are getting their food through the school system. And of course, right, we know COVID shut that thing down totally, and it's still shut down. So that's what we're trying to do.
No, it's right. We stand in the gap, and Save the Children stand in the gap, making and delivering over 100,000 meals a day. And it also includes books and school supplies, because kids, especially kids in very, very poor areas of our country, if they get behind in the summer, they call, what do they call it, the summer or something? There's some kind of saying, I can't recall what it is, but the summer slump or whatever, where you don't, you kind of lose, you lose ground, you lose traction. And it's so much more the case if you have kids that are hungry. I mean, a full belly, you can't really teach the mind if the stomach isn't full, not with kids. And so we have to get kids to the third grade reading level by the time they're in third grade. So it's really a crucial summer in so many ways for children. And the big part of that, the biggest part of that, is for making sure they have food right here in the United States. So we're not talking about somebody far away. We're not talking about somebody, you know, in another country. We're talking about our own kids. We're talking about our kids and our grandkids and the kids that are around them, the kids they have to go to school with. So today, when you provide that $100 gift, you're providing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for a child. $300 can do that for a month for a child. And $1,000 can do that for a child for an entire summer. So today, you know, we come alongside so many parts of the world that are in need. When it's over there, we talk about over there. But sometimes over there comes back over here. And that's where we are today. We have a need right here at home. And Save the Children, though we work in 125 countries around the world, we also are on the ground right here in the United States all the time, and especially in times of crisis and disaster. And so today, would you just join us? Just say, I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to draw the circle bigger. Invite somebody else to your table, just virtually, just by providing a gift of any amount. But certainly we talk about 100 as a good number that can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. Would you take care of just a third of a month? Just a third of a month would take care of one child. $100 would take care of a child for a third of the month. And $300 would take care of the entire month of breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child right here at home. The phone number again is 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. It's easy to do. I think it's ours to do. I hope that you'll join us in doing it. You know, so easy with all the stuff going on in the world to make noise. Let's quietly, prayerfully, peacefully make a difference. You know, the child that you're making a difference for right now, really, who knows what they're going to be like in the future? Who knows how they might be turned? They might be turned in a positive way, especially at this time, simply because they knew somebody cared enough to provide food for the month of June or the month of July or the entire summer. You can make that kind of difference today. That's a real difference that you're making. You talk about, we're all in this together. That better be more than just complaining about, you know, I need to get my hair cut and I'm getting a little heebie-jeebie, staying at home too much, and I got to get out. I'm going crazy, or I've watched all of Netflix. I'm done. I finished all of Netflix. The we're all in it together has to be different than that. And today, when you have an opportunity to make a difference, provide these meals, feed a child right here in the United States suffering from the impact of COVID-19. When you can do that, you're making a really positive impact with a single child at a very important time. So would you join us on the Save the Children COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope? The phone number is 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836, or online at wava.com.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan, and targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Don Crow here for WAVA and Save the Children.
I want to thank you for your help in providing desperately needed food for children right here in the United States who need the daily meals they would ordinarily receive at school and in summer programs, but all of which have been canceled due to COVID-19. Now, our goal is to provide $33,600 toward that need, and it's your gifts that are making the difference. A $1,000 gift will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. $300 will do that for a child for a month. And obviously, anything you can give is going to help us make sure these children get the food they need, food that ordinarily they would be receiving, but aren't able to receive right now due to the pandemic. So would you call 888-884-4836 with your most generous gift right now? That's 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. Or you can give online at WAVA.com. Keyword, children.
No one likes to lose, especially Heather and Eugene. On the next Adventures in Odyssey, Heather's volleyball team just can't seem to win. And Eugene gets trounced to chess by none other than Bernard. But what lessons can they learn from losing? It's about attitude adjustment and learning to accept defeat gracefully. Coming up on the next Adventures in Odyssey.
Wednesday at 8 p.m. on WAVA.
The new Pray With Me prayer app is connecting thousands of Christians around the world in experiencing the power of prayer. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Life-changing talk radio. Worldwide at WAVA.com. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Toll-free number for you to call with your generous gift, whatever that means for you. Your generous gift may be $50, it may be $500, it may be $5,000. Pick a number, as Scott said earlier, but anything you can give is going to help save children's lives, literally by providing breakfast, lunch, and dinner through our ordinarily in-place children's feeding programs through our schools. But COVID-19 has brought that to its knees along with a lot of other things. So we want to step in the gap, and that's what we're asking you to do when you call 888-884-4836 or just go online to our website, WAVA.com. And, Scott, it really is a life-saving moment for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when I think about this, I think about let's say something happens in your house. I don't know what it is. Let's say somebody in the neighborhood broke in, or there was a death in the neighborhood, or something wild happened. One of the things you do is you try and make sure your kids have a sense of normalcy, right? It's important for our kids to have some sense of normalcy in the middle of even bad things. Today, the COVID-19 and all the other things that are vying for our attention in the media, can you imagine being a kid right now and walking through the room and seeing the news about, stores shut down, or obviously stores boarding themselves up to protect themselves? I mean, all the stuff that's going on right now, can you imagine trying to be a kid in that environment? I mean, we talk many times about the simpler days of when we were young and all this kind of stuff. But it really is true. It just seems simpler. We didn't have, tell a kid today about playing kick the can and see what their reaction is. I mean, we just had simpler things. We had less stuff, but we also had fewer things like this that distract. And we have kids that are wondering, where's my next meal going to come from? When they are wondering that, they do not have the chance in summertime to have summer be what summer could be for them, if they're worried about that. So it's, you are giving a kid a chance to be a kid this summer when you provide even 10 meals, even do it for 10 days. $100 provides breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month. If you want to do something crazy good, $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child all summer long. Let a kid be a kid today. You know, sometimes when we talk about these things, there are people that say, and I'm not putting anybody down, and I'm not being judgmental. I just think sometimes we say, well, we have needs right here at home. Why aren't you doing something for people here? Well, here we are. Here we are doing something for people right here at home at a really, really important time. And that means we've listened to you, and you have a chance to say, yeah, you really are on board. You really meant it. You're a real friend, not a Facebook friend. You're actually going to let your actions be equal to our words. Sometimes we mistake the nodding of the head for the doing of the thing. But today, we have a chance to make those two equal each other just by picking up the phone and calling the number. It's toll-free, 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836 is the number, 888-884-4836. Or go online to WAVA.com.
And what a great way to teach our own children and grandchildren, that especially if they have their meals every day and have not had to face going through this period of time with no food, this can be a teachable moment for them to explain to them that not every child has that kind of blessing right now. And this is a way that you as a family, that we as families, can step into the gap for these kids and develop a sense of compassion and concern for others in the process with our own children. So it's something to think about. 888-884-4836, online at WAVA.com.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AactionHomeServices.com, 703-922-1900.
Don't miss In Touch with Charles Stanley weekday mornings at 8:30 on Life Changing Talk Radio WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.